RadioMD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. People often say that the eyes are the window to your soul, but what you may not know is that your mouth plays a vital role in your physical, mental, and emotional health. My guest today, Dr. Sanda Moldovan, is an award-winning periodontist who has seen firsthand that health issues can manifest in the mouth and are key indicators for one's overall health. For people struggling with drug, alcohol, smoking, any kind of addiction, you can truly ravage your mouth. So taking care of your oral health is often low on the list of priorities. Dr. Sanda will talk about how keeping our mouths happy and healthy is a key part of keeping our entire selves healthy. Dr. Sanda, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you very much, Erica. It's my pleasure to talk about oral health.
Yeah, and like, you know, they do say the eyes are the windows to our soul, but I really do. And I've seen this just being, a specialist in this field for so long, in the health and wellness field, that the mouth, how does the mouth play such a vital role in our overall health?
Well, the mouth is really the gateway to one's overall health and happiness. So it not only, you know, if somebody has a healthy mouth, not only can they function well, but they're happy and confident. So the mouth typically can be very much overlooked, especially in the medical community. And one of my missions is to really connect the medical and dental community to allow them to bring the mouth to a healthy state. Because let's face it, we cannot have a healthy body if the mouth is not healthy.
True. Very true. Yeah. And why is it that you think there is such, you know, there's such a misunderstanding of this, or that there's a fear around, you know, I know of myself, I have a lot of clients that have not gone to the dentist in many years, or there's fear of pain, or there's fear that, you know, they're not going to be able to be helped because they've gone past a certain point. How do we reduce this fear so people understand that, you know, there is hope?
Yeah, Erica, it's quite normal. And actually myself, I grew up in Romania, and when I went to the dentist, really, we didn't have any anesthetic, any numbing, anything. So it was so painful for me. So there's always this fear, oh my God, am I in pain? But today we have such great technology to ensure that even, for example, surgical procedures can be done with no IV sedation, just with local numbing, and be very successful and painless. Now, the thing with the mouth, why it's so, a lot of people are afraid of going to the dentist, is because it's one of the few places where we can look inside and inside someone. And it really tells the story of that person. So, for example, we have a patient struggling with bulimia, for example, and we see that damage on their teeth. So usually when nobody knows that that's happening, if they actually go to the dentist, they'll be able to tell their habits and their addiction.
Right.
It shows up on the teeth.
Right. Absolutely. And it's the shame, it's the stigma, it's the embarrassment of the secrets that people do hide, whether that is an eating disorder, whether that is that they've been smoking, whatever it is. I'm sure that that is the last thing that they want to be confronted on. And so obviously they avoid. But how have you found through the years that how have you found to approach or to give people the encouragement to start addressing these issues?
So it's really, I encourage everyone to find someone, a dental health professional, who they feel comfortable with. I think that's so important, because dentists are really more than just dentists. We become therapists in many ways.
Yeah.
Because somebody's sharing their intimate inside of the mouth with us, then automatically we become, there's a bond that forms. And a lot of my patients, we actually have long-lasting relationships because of that intimacy that we share. And I take that, I don't take that lightly at all. Such a privilege to be able to have someone trust me.
Yeah.
So that's the most important, to find a practitioner that you really feel comfortable with. And it's okay to have one or two consultations with that same person. Don't be afraid to say, if you're not ready to start anything, say, you know what, I really want to get to know you better. Most practitioners, especially the smaller practices, are open to that. So
that's great.
You know, someone will feel comfortable in that office.
Yeah, that's great advice. And like you were saying, even for people that may not have an addiction, but, you know, eat too much sugar or you know, haven't gotten their teeth cleaned in a while. I mean, I just think there's so many people that are ashamed of their habits, or, you know, maybe even if they live a somewhat healthy life, I think all of us feel like very vulnerable when somebody is inside our mouths, like you said, because we just don't know what is picked up on. So can you just, not to scare anyone, but can you tell us a little bit as a doctor of just what is picked up upon? Can you tell, like, from the tongue if there's high blood pressure or there's, you know, other things going on that, you know, that show up in our mouths? I've heard that, you know, some of our organs are connected to, you know, we could see certain things in our mouths from whatever's going on inside our bodies.
Absolutely. You know, so if something in the mouth is infected, we usually see that at the first look, or if not, we take a three-dimensional CT scan, which is now common in most dental offices. We have a dental CT scan, which is a three-dimensional x-ray of the jawbone, and we find problems that might not even cause pain. So that's why it's important to have preventative visits.
Yeah.
Because if you let things go too long, you know, the bigger the problem, the harder it is to fix, typically.
Very true. Very true. And, yeah, and I think a lot of people,
Go. Yeah,
oh, they procrastinate.
We look at the, they procrastinate. Mm-hmm. And in the mouth, also we see, outside of infection, there is a connection, obviously, with the teeth and the rest of the body. Bacteria travels. It doesn't just stay in the mouth. Through the vascular channels, through the blood vessels, it actually can travel to the heart. It can travel to the knees. And this has been shown in a lot of the research. So it's very important to have a healthy mouth. But you were asking also about what else do we see in the mouth. I see gluten sensitivity in the mouth. Somebody who's gluten intolerant, for example, they may experience canker sores, and they think it's just, oh, you know, my body's just doing something strange. No, that's actually probably a gluten sensitivity. We also see iron deficiency, vitamin B deficiency, dry mouth, which is usually a result of salivary glands not functioning properly. We see enlarged, for example, a backed up lymphatic system causes enlargement of the tongue. And we can usually see that as well.
So interesting. And that's exactly what I was asking. Yeah, I've just been reading a lot since I knew you were coming on the show that there's so many indicators. Our tongue, like you said, our the lack of saliva. There's a lot to be discovered from taking a look at your mouth. And I think for people to be educated on this is really important, don't you? To understand, to look at your mouth. Do you recommend that for our audience? Like to every day kind of open your mouth, look at your tongue. Is there anything like that you recommend?
Absolutely. I do recommend a self-diagnosing exam. So just look in the mirror, kind of stick your tongue out, look on the sides of the tongue. That's where usually the oral cancer likes to hide. Stick your
on
tongue
the sides.
Out, look in the back of the throat. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very important. Michael Douglas was suffering with throat cancer, you know, and it's sometimes just a simple self-diagnosing exam can say, oh, there's a lesion there. Kind of pay attention if it's going to be there for more than 2 weeks. That's usually a sign. So any kind of like pimple-looking thing or reddish or whitish patch in the mouth or on the side of the tongue or on the cheeks, that's usually a problematic thing if it lasts more than 2 weeks.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for shedding light on this. This is so important. Can you tell everybody where to find you?
You can find me on my website, drsandamoldovan.com, drsandamoldovan.com, or you can tweet me at Dr. Sanda. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, and you have...
Actually, I practice in both L.A. and Beverly Hills.
Wonderful. That's exactly what I was just going to say, that you are in the area and are available to see patients. So thank you so much for coming on and discussing this with us today. It's such an important issue, and I hope everyone continues to keep getting more and more educated about this. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us, and stay well.